I don't think Jesus would have done it that way, but I have my own conception of what I think of Jesus would be doing.
Sister Teresa Moore has served as a Sister of St. Joseph in this community for 51 years. She teaches at St. Mary's School for the Deaf. She says the Vatican's response to the Leadership Conference of Women Religious was upsetting to her.
I was a little concerned that when they did it, it was like a public announcement. You know, I thought that they should have valued them a little bit more, that, you know, not be blindsided by it.
Sister Moore is hoping newly appointed Bishop Malone will be able to open talks with local sisters on the difficult issues facing the church, such as same-sex marriage and abortion.
Do you look to him for some kind of dialogue?
I'm hoping, you know, that once he gets settled, he might, you know, prioritize. But I'm really into the issue of our young people.
In a recent interview with Bishop Malone, he denied that the Vatican came down hard on American nuns.
Respectfully, I would not describe what happened as the Vatican coming down hard on the nuns. The Vatican, even in a statement, saluted the sisters for all of the wonderful works they have done. So it wasn't coming down on the sisters as a whole. It's the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, the people who are in charge of that group. The Vatican was concerned, and I think rightly so, with some of the speakers they were bringing into their meetings and stuff, who really were speaking about things and teaching things that are not faithful to Catholic teaching. And that's just unacceptable. And although I don't think they were slammed.
Last Friday, the outgoing president of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, Sister Pat Farrell, said they have deep disappointment with the Vatican's decision, but want to keep talking. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.